Hello and welcome to everybody's favorite trivia show, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am here with such a festive show today. That's right. We are going to be playing a little bit of Christmas movie trivia. This show is coming at the request of Harlow and Haley and Joshua. They all love Christmas movies. They are down for some Christmas movie trivia, and we are bringing it today. Also, a great big birthday shout out to Ramsey and Clara, who had birthdays this week. Happy birthday, you guys. I am so glad that you are listening. All right, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Christmas movie trivia. I'll ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer, and at the end, tally up your score and crown that winner. All right, are you ready for some very merry trivia? Let's do it. Round one, question one. Which Christmas movie has the line, "Christmas doesn't come from a store"? Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. That is from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, one of the all-time faves of mine. That's right, best movie ever. All right, question number two. What famous line does Kevin have the television tell the pizza delivery driver in Home Alone? Keep the change, you filthy animal. Oh my gosh. If you have not played last week's Home Alone trivia, highly recommend. It actually was one of the number one episodes on all of iTunes. So check last week's episode out. It is a super fun game to play. All right. Question number three. In the beginning of the Santa Claus movie, what is Scott Kelvin's job? Ironically, he's a toy salesman. Perfect job for a soon-to-be Santa. All right, question number four. In the Polar Express movie, what is the first gift of Christmas? If you're lucky enough to get it, it is a bell from Santa's sleigh. Question five. According to The Nightmare Before Christmas, what is Jack Skellington's nickname in Halloween Town? He is the Pumpkin King. If you have not seen this movie, I'm only recently been turned on to The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it is both a Halloween and Christmas movie, BTW. It is so much fun. Loved it. Question number six. In A Christmas Story, what does Santa say to Ralphie when he asks for a BB gun for Christmas? You'll shoot your eye out. That seems to be the consensus and why you should not ask for one for Christmas. All right, guys, question number seven. What 2011 animated movie depicted the story of Santa Claus's two sons vying for the position of Santa Claus? It is such a sweet movie. It is Arthur Christmas. I watch it every year. All right, question eight. In the movie Elf, what song do people sing to raise the amount of Christmas spirit? He sees you when you're sleeping. They're singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Question number nine. What are the three Christmas ghosts that visit Scrooge? It is the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and of course, the ghost of Christmas future or what is yet to come. It would be totally spooky if I found those guys at my house, you guys. No lie. Final question of this round. What is the name of the Grinch's dog? He is so adorable and his name is Max. All right, guys. Great first round. We are going to go ahead and move on to round number two. 10 questions again. Here we go. First question. In A Christmas Story, what prize does Ralphie's dad win in a contest? It is, of course, a very prestigious prize. It is a leg lamp. Question number two. In the movie Elf, what is the name of Buddy's half-brother? Thank you. Michael. His name is Michael. All right. Question number three. Instead of cash, what does Clark's boss give him as a Christmas bonus and Christmas vacation? Unfortunately, it is a free year's membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. I love jelly, but even I would be like, not a great gift. Okay, question number four. According to Polar Express, when it comes to hot chocolate, what is the only rule? Never let it cool. That's the number one rule. Number two, if there was one, would be absolutely drink all of it forever because it's like delicious. Okay, question number five. In Christmas with the Cranks, what do the Cranks decide to do instead of having a traditional Christmas? They go on a 10-day Caribbean cruise. This is actually my favorite Christmas movie. I am not sure why, but I love it. I watch it at least 10 times every Christmas. All right, question number six. In what city did the 1947 film Miracle on 34th Street take place? New York City. You got to have that Macy's Day Parade. I watch it every Thanksgiving. It gets me in the mood for Christmas. It is a total classic movie. All right. Question number seven. What is the name of Cousin Eddie's dog in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? That would be Snots. Question eight. Buddy the Elf gets a job at what department store in the movie Elf? He is working at Gimbel's, which looks positively festive this time of year. All right, question number nine. In A Charlie Brown Christmas, what song does Lucy ask Schroeder to play? Jingle Bells. She just wants to hear Jingle Bells on that piano, you guys. All right, final question. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who joined Rudolph on his adventure after he left the North Pole? That would be Yukon Cornelius and Hermie the Misfit Elf. They are the best gang ever getting it done this Christmas season. All right. I am dying to hear how you guys did. Make sure you head to our Facebook page and Instagram and let us know. We love hearing that. Also, head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Also, any ideas you have for shows, if you want a shout out or a birthday shout out, please make sure to leave your name. That's how we know who to give that shout out to. So don't forget to do that. Also, if you want to have your parents send us a picture of us of you playing trivia, we love those and we'll post them on our social media. All right, guys, have a very merry Christmas and I hope you watch all of these Christmas movies. They are all amazing. And you can come back next week for another fresh game of Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. See you later, trivia nerds.